boys, too. So a girl could come anytime. Okay, here we go.
So how did the naming process go after you advertised nationally? Did you get a lot of...
I got a lot of suggestions. Thunderbolt, crazy names. Mike Zimmer and Ziggy Wolf and... Oh, I mean, I forget how many names I went through. But me and my wife, we're going to name both of our sons Sebastian. So we got a Grayson Ellis, and we landed on Sebastian for this last one. So, you know, he's a little sea bass, and he's doing great. You know, he's loving eating, you know what I'm talking about. He's loving eating right now.
You say last one, you're done?
No, we're not done, man. We love them kids. I plan on having 4 or 5. So, yeah, we're going to have a big family.
Did you have any suggestions that you actually considered?
No, not really. But, yeah, it was fun. That was fun, you know. But I'm happy my wife is healthy. You know, she's a baby maker. She makes babies and pops right back to normal. I don't know how that's possible. And my son is healthy. He had low blood sugar, but he's doing great now. But everything's going good. Everybody's healthy. That's number one.
Would you allow your boys to play football?
I will allow them to play, but they won't play until they like freshman year in high school. So I'm going to hold them back and let them play baseball, soccer, and a little basketball. So I didn't start playing tackle until freshman year in high school. So they're
physically mature enough to...
Yeah, until the brain is a sensitive area. So, you know, I want less contact as possible, you know.
Did you hear from the NFL?
Did I get rest? Yeah, my wife is breastfeeding. That's why I say he loves eating, you know what I'm saying?
You have to spell it out for some people.
Everson, laughs aside, I mean, can you just put into words, now that you've had a few days to reflect on how special last Thursday was?
It's special, man. You know, we showed once again that we're a composed team, even through the adversity we faced on the field. You know, they had a late push, but we stayed together. You know, there was a little yelling on the sideline, a little frustration, but, you know, we all take the constructive criticism very well. You know, we listen to one another, and we bark at one another, but we know it's coming from a good place, and, you know, we stay together as a team, and that's all you can ask for.
What have you seen from Atlanta during this recent stretch where they've kind of had like a surge at the right time, scoring 95 points, taking the last 3 weeks?
They're playing well. You know, they're clicking all cylinders. They run the ball well. They throw the ball well. Play action, getting the ball downfield to their main guys. But, you know, our goal is to keep on doing what we do. You know, stopping the run, affect Matt Ryan and get back there and just, you know, and win the game.
How's this team been able to be so successful on the road? You know, what's the key to being the same team, whether you're at US Bank Stadium or on the road?
I think the biggest thing is staying disciplined. We're staying disciplined with our assignments. We focus on the details, and we're not letting no big play or big yardage run or explosive play affect us. And make us go into a place of, oh, man, why did that happen? Or, you know, we're just staying with the game plan and sticking to it and being disciplined and being on our details, and it's allowing us to play well.
Did the NFL speak to you about your jersey?
I don't know, man. I haven't got no fine, so hopefully I don't see one. So, shoot, Thursday, I'm supporting my baby. It's not like I had something to say, and, you know, I don't know, you know. I have something in mind, but I'm not going to say it. So, yeah, I just, you know, if they give me one, oh, well, I'll take that fine. You know, I was happy. My baby was born, you know. I was disappointed that I wasn't able to see it, but I seen it over FaceTime. So I was trying to make it back, but, yeah, but we're happy, you know. Baby's healthy. My wife's healthy, so.
We use the cliche playoff atmosphere, but the next 2 weeks we're playing teams are probably going to be playoff teams and probably will decide the 1, 2, 3 seeds.
Yeah, we got to get battle tested. You know, these games are battle tested. You know, we got Atlanta, Carolina coming up, but our main focus is Atlanta, and we got to be able to go into the game and be disciplined, do our job, play together, and, you know, defense get the offense more opportunity to score points, and offense, they need to score points so we can go out there and rush the passer like we love to do. But, you know, we gotta stop the run, and we gotta be able to just play together, man. It's all in right now, man. We all in. I think we all got laser point focus on what's at hand, you know, and what's at hand right now is Atlanta Falcons and stopping them, man, and, you know, go on to the next game. But right now our focus is on Atlanta Falcons.
Everson, when you guys have won 7 in a row, do you see any difference in Coach Zimmer in terms of how he tries to keep you guys?
Yeah, if any head coach out there in the NFL and they win 7 games in a row, his spirit is going to be up. You know, he got a confident team. He's shown us that, you know, he got a lot of confidence in us, and that, you know, that we work good, we're working hard. You know, he gave us a little extra day of rest, so I know we have to go out there and win this game because, We're going to hear from him. So, but at the end of the day, man, we're ready to play, man. We're ready. I'm going to make sure the guy's ready, me being the leader. I'm going to go out there and be a vocal leader on and off the field and try to do the right things day in and day out and help this team win. You know, that's what it's about. It's about winning. It's not about sacks. It's not about tackles. It's not about making a Pro Bowl. We got one goal of mine is being the Atlanta Falcons and getting to the big prize.
Thanks, everybody.